Hashem Bakodesh Haziti Kairo Uskaus Vodeka.
You know, the fact that we are even in one galaxy among billions, you know, and we're a very small star, three quarters of the way out of the Milky Way.
You have Muslims, you have Christians, you have Buddhists, you have Hindus, you have Zoroastrians, you have Mormons. I want to believe that somehow some of the friction comes from ignorance or lack of knowledge of the other faith. But the more we know what the other beliefs and practices, the more we see the commonality in us.
We dance in the shadow of the valley of darkness. The comfort of certainty eludes us. We doubt our heroes, our churches, and ourselves.
Well, everyone to themselves.
You know, everyone's entitled
to have their own
religion. Their religion, just the same as everyone is entitled to their opinion.
Sally trees and heather and forest bushes and
good supply of berries.
Lot of berries this evening. You know, in general, it's a little bit, I suppose, overgrown at the moment because of the time of the year it is. Those will all die down for the winter time.
I watch the sunlight shine through the clouds, warming the earth below.
It's absolutely, if you never did any other walk, you should just walk into Ballyriggan Wood. It's actually heaven and earth, like. It's a very special place for me, anyway.
Your brightness near me, everybody. For you are always
known. Breakfast roll, please.
Did you
have one? A large one, please.
I'm a painter. My work has a deep sort of spiritual feel. It has a sense of wonderment about universe, about nature. Basically, every day of my life, I question my sense of being. Ultimately, I can say that I don't know.
Bless me,
whether there is a hereafter or not.
Bless me.
No Jesus, no life. Jesus is my light and shield. He is my comforter. Jesus is the light of me. He is my provider.
The woman was chopping away, she was chopping away with him and all. She's happy out as well, scooping in there, that's it. They're too young to be separated, like, you know, they're only little chicks. They wouldn't survive at all without their mother, like, so.
I came back in my motorised bicycle. And I would have a great devotion to our lady, like, because I put up a grotto at home. When I go anywhere, to town or go to Dublin or anything, I put my hand on her shoulder and I feel very well that I could go anywhere for the day. The water of life, the holy water.
Modern technology is the worst. That's those iPhones. I have a few friends now that I do pal around with, and I'm basically better. There's no point being with them, because when you're with them, they're constantly looking at the phone. They're not even chatting to you. They're too busy on Facebook or Twitter or Snapchat and all this. Just back to the basics. Simple rod, a line, a hook, and a worm. It's all you need, and you have a great time all day.
Mm-hmm.
Behold the man!
Crucify him! Crucify him!
Take him yourselves and crucify him, but I find no crime in him.
We have a law. Find that law.
Right. I have some mugs here.
It's nice to do nice things, like, you know, good woman to my family, good mom to my children, good woman to my community, and a good lady to my country, Ireland. It's good to be good. That's the only thing I know.
You would never dream that you're in Palace Green at the moment, you know, the crowds and the fires and the setting. We could be back in the times, you know, in where it all happened.
They're doing the Passion of the Christ, and it's basically doing Jesus' journey through the garden, his agony, and it's all with the temptation of the devil as well.
The parish priest would have been a very, very dominant figure in each parish. There'd be missions, there'd be holy hours. You went to Mass every Sunday, and you went to confession once a month. They left you in no uncertain term that if you didn't go to Mass, you were you were damned, like.
And if you didn't know your catechism questions, you would get slapped. But the seven deadly sins and all that. God, we could probably recite them, but we didn't know what they were, that was for sure. Oh no, I can't remember what the seven deadly sins were.
I mean, the way the church has gone and all, now we've seen priests and all this trouble that's started the last 20 years. The church is going on always.
The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The grace and peace of...
I believe in something, but the church is a no-go area for me.
Like, I don't go to church or anything, I just... have it in my own mind, kind of my own personal life, that's it.
There's some people believe it's not true at all, and others then are really reverent that it has happened. So you would have kind of a mix between it, and a lot of people would carry it on, and it'd be almost at the tail end of a sentence rather than a big story, but sure, don't you know, it's the curse rearing its head again.
That's now the crucifixion with the people, the crowds of people around, and who would believe that anything like that could happen here in Acre? As if those strangers passing, they'd say, what's going on up there? You know, it's unbelievable now.
I don't know, I didn't really believe it that much, like, it's kind of hard to believe, like, within watching it there, like, it actually looks like it could have happened, like, it looks really, really, like, it's changed a lot, like, you know, it's changed my buzz altogether, like.
Well, I'm Muslim, like, but my faith is in my heart, like, because sometimes I miss my prayers and a lot of things, but I know in my heart that I have a faith and which allows me to do good things.
Hope is ever the companion of despair. We renew and we reject. We seek green shoots and shelter from the storms. We are human.
It is the journey of life, no matter where you are. It doesn't matter where you are. It is that journey where there is choice, where you either stay down or get up.
A flash mob from Scalfionnain.
Primary School gathered on the streets of Kilfinnan, singing Happy Ending, episode 8 there of our 12-part series by Grey Heron Media, As It Lives and Breathes. The series was specially commissioned by RTÉ Lyric FM and Limerick's Live 95 FM to mark Limerick City of Culture 2014. All the people and sounds for As It Lives and Breathes were captured in and around Limerick, and the series is written and produced by Dermot McIntyre, Mairead O'Connor and Mary MacDonald of Grey Heron Media. It was funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland and the television licence fee.